Talk Show.
Recorded live.
Praise God, dear heart. This is Evangelist King, pastor at House Shalom. You know, at House Shalom, we're simply building a peaceful house for God's glory. Praise his holy name. Now, in order for God to live at peace in his house, first of all, his house is our body. According to the word of God, our body is the temple, the dwelling place, the living residence of the Holy Spirit. You know, Jesus Christ, by his spirit, just don't want living in our spirit, but he also wants to live in our soul realm, which is our mind, our will, our emotions, as well as our body. Sometimes, dear heart, we allow the Lord and the devil to coexist in his house. Why? You probably say, why are you saying that, Evangelist King? Again, because the Holy Spirit has your spirit, but he don't have full control of your soul or your body. But the Lord do not coexist with devils, and we should not be willing to allow devils to coexist with the Lord or with us in our natural habitat or dwelling place. So that's the purpose of the weekend deliverance sessions. I am a female exorcist. And by the way, for those of you who question it, do you not know that every believer in Christ Jesus is an exorcist? What is an exorcist? An exorcist is a person who casts devils out. Casts devils out of the soul realm. Casts devils out of the body. That's what an exorcist is. And according to the word of God, Jesus said, these signs shall follow them who believe in my name. And one of them signs, they shall cast out devils. So if you're a true believer in Christ Jesus, those signs will follow you. Now, as far as making it a ministry, that is when we need the permission of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ who assigned us our ministry. So I don't advise you to go out to make it a ministry. You know, there's a time for all things. And besides, God might not want you to make it a ministry. But if you are a true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, that sign will follow you. Devils will leave. Praise the living God. So again, dear heart, I'm offering weekend deliverance sessions. Now, these are not scheduled sessions. You know, I will, whenever I'm available on weekends, I will post it here on TalkShoe. But the best thing for you to do is to go to my website, evangelistking.me, and click on the TalkShoe logo. And then when you do, you will see when the next episode for the weekend deliverance sessions. Dear heart, these sessions are free. I don't charge individual to be delivered because I'm not the deliverer. Jesus Christ is. I don't even charge you for my time. You know, praise the living God. I give God my time free of charge. But just remember now, again, that these sessions are free. It's no gimmick. All I'm just asking you to come expecting of Jesus Christ and setting you totally free and then living an obedient and holy lifestyle so that you'll be able to maintain your deliverance and staying free. Also, all calls and sessions with Evangelist King and female exorcist, they are considered to be public. Rather it's on the weekends, the weekdays, or whatever. You know, I also do video Skype deliverance sessions as well. So all talks with Evangelist King, they are public and they are recorded and will be shared on all our programs. So therefore, dear heart, do not be sending me messages asking me to try to edit you out of a video or audio because your request will be denied. I let you know up front that all sessions, all calls with Evangelist King are considered to be public. They are recorded and shared on all our programs. Praise God. Also, dear heart, whenever I do schedule a weekend deliverance session here on TalkShoe, I will give you at least 15 minutes to call in. If I don't have anyone to call in by 15 minutes, I'm going to end that call for that day because time is too precious to sit here and wait. And I make you aware of in advance where you can make yourself available. And, dear heart, you know, again, you should not be satisfied with devils coexisting. You know, I had an earlier session at 12 this morning. I had a video Skype session with a young man from Alabama. And I thank God for those who are willing to give up their reputation to the point to allow themselves to be seen. Because sometimes, dear heart, the servant of God needs to see you for a reason. Not all the time, but sometimes. So this young man knew that the Lord wanted me to see him. And praise Lord, as I ministered the word of the Lord to him. And then I began the fire prayer. But before I begin the fire prayer, you know, I remind him that, you know, I'm going to pray for you first. But after that, I'm going to confront the strong man. I'm going to confront, at that time, who I thought the strong man was anxiety, a spirit of anxiety. He even thought the same thing. We both thought the same thing, that was the strong man, because that's what he was dealing with, anxiety. As well as the other spirits that come attached to anxiety is restlessness and sleep and sleepiness. So as I've started the fire, well, before I started the fire prayer, I told him, you know what, even though, you know, we are talking to these spirits, but I'm talking in every spirit. Every spirit not of the Holy Spirit, because sometimes they are living so dormant deep down in a person, just being dormant. You don't even know they're there. You have no clue that they're there and they are there. So I'm trusting the Holy Ghost to go and uproot and disturb their peace where they can get out of God's house. So anyway, I explained that to him. So during the fire prayers, all of a sudden, a demon manifested, and the Lord let me see a strong man. It was a demon called strong man. I actually saw his face in him and the movements of his head and everything. But that thing manifested. It was saying it's the strong. In other words, it was telling me, even though you all won't be able to hear it, but it was telling me that it's the strong man of that house. Not Jesus Christ, but it's the strong man of that house. And it was bragging how it was making the young man who's the husband of the house weak, a weakling. He's a weakling. He's a weakling, you know. But the point of it was, when I saw it, I was kind of shocked. I said, Lord, that's the strong man. It's not anxiety, it's the strong man. So to make a long story short, God set him free. And so I began to ask him, tell me his experience, what he experienced. And he told me that thing was talking. Now, that thing muted us. Well, I couldn't see. I couldn't hear it talking, but I could see its manifestation because it had muted him. And I said, you tell me that it was talking? He said, yeah. I said, you was muted. It muted your phone so I couldn't hear it. And it did it because it thought it could torment my faith from God, because since I couldn't hear anything, it figured that I thought maybe nothing was going on, but by faith I knew something was going on. But anyway, this young man said, wow, I had no idea that spirit was in me. See, he was aware of anxiety, sleeplessness, and restlessness, because that's what he was experiencing. But he had no idea that strong man was living dormantly deep down in him until the Holy Ghost fire uprooted it and cast it out. And that was his word. He said, I did not know. So sometimes, dear heart, we may think we okay, and you've really never gone through a true deliverance where anointed, appointed servant of God confronted the spirits of rebellion in you that caused you initially to rebel against the Lord. And you thought when you first come to the Lord that they were thrown out of you. No, God delegated that authority to his body on earth. That means the members of his body on earth, we who have his spirit, been led by his spirit. He said, anointed and appointed us. And that young man knew he needed a human helper. And God sent him to his human helper. And he got totally free. Praise the living God. So I just need to share that for you all who's going to tune in late over the archives to listen to this. So again, remember, when I schedule a weekend deliverance session here on TalkShoe, whatever that scheduled date, that scheduled time, I give you 15 minutes. And if there's no call within 15 minutes, then I will end the call for that day. Now, see, there is a caller, and then the caller ID says 7. I don't know why you chose 7, but I'm going to unmute you to see what your level of interest is, because I know sometimes on TalkShoe, you have people who peruse TalkShoe just to see who's on live, and they see a title and they get interested in it, and so they just click on it, not with the intention of wanting to be heard, but to see and hear what they can see and hear. So I'm going to unmute you, 7, too, just to see your level of interest if you call in for a deliverance session. Okay, 7, what is your interest? You call in for a deliverance session?
Yes.
Okay. Why you choose seven? Why you choose seven? As your call ID?
I don't know. I wasn't sure that I would. I've chosen any ID. I just rang in on the number that was on the website and.
Oh, so they put you down seven. Okay. So give me your first name only, and if you're calling from the United States, I need to stay. If you call from another country, just give me the country.
My name's Rabia, R-A-H-B-I-A, and I'm calling from the UK.
UK, okay. Okay, R-A-H-B-I-A. Yeah. So how do you find out about me?
Well, in the summer, I did a water fast for 21 days as I'd been suffering a lot of attacks. And the Lord and the pastor removed a lot of, say, the smaller demons under the strong man out of me, and I wasn't aware. I still knew that there's still something going on with me. So I asked the Lord, why is it that I'm still experiencing symptoms of my ovarian cyst? And so I asked the Lord, like, what is it that's still going on with me? Because I have actually felt other demons being removed, but I could sense something wasn't right. So I think I typed it in on YouTube about ovarian cyst deliverance, and I came upon some deliverances from Emmanuel TV, but then I think one of the ladies that had been healed from ovarian cyst was a spirit husband that had spoken through and said that it caused her that. And then I think I must have typed that in again, and then I came across your videos and some of the deliverances that I listened to. Sorry, I'm just really nervous.
That's not you. So you can continue.
So I seen the deliverances. I think I've seen Farah's deliverance and some of the people's deliverances. And I remember you mentioned in there that if you've been molested, and I was just so gobsmacked because the symptoms that were showing up of spirit husband, I did notice that. And it just kind of clicked within me that, oh, so this is what's been going on all along. But I would never have guessed that because, I don't know, it's just purely that the Lord showed me that, because it would have been in me because I was molested at 10, but I would never have known that that's what it was.
So what you said is you recently went through a deliverance, but you still feel like there's something that's still there.
Well, I feel that there's been smaller demons that have been cut off. For example, the last one that I recall that came off was due to unforgiveness. There was somebody who's doing deliverance over YouTube, and because I suffer from PCOS, I used to get a lot of painful swelling in my breast. But after that deliverance and forgiving everyone, I actually felt them. It was like they just dissolved out of me, and after that, I didn't get that painful swelling. However, I've still got the symptoms of ovarian cysts. And I'm also having really funny dreams, and my memory's kind of gone a bit funny. When I wake up, I can't remember my dreams, but I can remember bits and bobs. And there's also some stray cats that come in our garden, and I'd named them. And the cat's about one year old, and it's really odd to say this, but I've actually forgotten the name of what I named it. I can remember all the other cats that come to the garden. It's just that one's name has gone out of my head. And it's... I listened to also Holy, on your playlist, Holy Go Sikkim. The night that I went to sleep, I seen a cat, and it was as though I'd been attacking it, and it had tears coming out of it, and it ran away. So I don't know if that was something showing that it had been attacked or what that was about, but it's been holding me back from ringing in. It's just made me very anxious and nervous and kind of fearful to ring in. But today I just had to have faith and just ring in.
Let me ask you, Rabia, have you ever dabbed into witchcraft? That means, you know, play with a spirit Ouija board or your horoscope, visit a psychic, all that considered to be witchcraft?
Yeah. I have read my horoscope. I also used to, in the past when I think I was around 17, 18, I was told I had black magic on me, and I was taken to a lot of different people by my parents because they're not believers, so they were trying to help me according to what they knew. And I also tried to look for help online. And at that time, I look back at it and I think I seriously must have been possessed, because I look back at it and I think, how did I do that? But that was before I was a believer in Christ, and I looked for help online, how to remove black magic off me. And then that's when I ran into a website that I shouldn't have run into. And that's where it got even worse for me. And I got help from the wrong people. One of the people it was the wrong lady, because she'd said it was put indirectly on me. But if I look back at it, I think it was all along the spirit husband just causing problems. And
Can't really trust more doors. Right.
Yeah.
That's what it does. It opens more doors for more spirits to come in, and that way it secures its stay. Put a tighter grasp hold on its stay. I was listening to the different things that was happening to you, especially when you mentioned about the cats. Right then, I knew you had dabbled into witchcraft, because I'm beginning to see that. But it depends on what a person does, and it will take them to a deeper level in darkness, as opposed to someone who never dabbled into witchcraft. But God can set you free, because what's more important, Arabia, is that you have given your life to Jesus Christ. You ask him to forgive you, and you do not willfully practice sin. And that's all that matters. You have to make sure in Arabia all doors are closed. There's no open doors. No open doors. Because if there are open doors, these spirits are not going to go anywhere. And that includes unhealthy relationships. If you're in a relationship and you know the man is not your husband, but you're in that relationship with him, well, that's an unhealthy relationship. And that's also a space for devils not to leave. Because you are connected to that unhealthy relationship, so we have to be upfront and honest with God. You know, we can't hold back anything if we want God's help. Because those demons know they don't have a legal right to go anywhere because of unconfessed sins. Okay.
Okay.
So just make sure you're not holding on to nothing, no unconfessed sins. Because again, these spirits are not going to go anywhere. Because if you hold on to unconfessed sins, and I confront these spirits and tell them to go, they're going to have to obey me because of Jesus Christ. That's my faith. But then after I hang up the phone with you, just that quick, they will jump back into you, but they're not coming back by themselves. They're going to bring seven more demons, more wicked than they are. And now you're worse off before you ever call me. So this is why I tell people to make sure you don't have unconfessed sins. Because if you got unconfessed sins, you're not willing to confess them, then I prefer not to do this deliverance, because I don't want your latter state to be worse than your former. Because again, they're going to have to obey me in leaving, but they know they don't have to stay gone. Once a man or woman got to leave, they say, okay, let me go back to my house. And because of that unconfessed sin, they're going to jump right back in there with seven more wicked spirits. And then you are experiencing worse a thing now. And you would really say it. Well, I said, I got worse off before I called that woman. Yeah. Because that was unconfessed sin.
Yeah.
You have to make sure of that, okay? That's for everybody, all of us.
I'm not in a relationship with anybody.
Okay.
So, in regards to that, yeah. But as I was saying before, when my parents, for example, they took me to a place, there was a guy also that he gave they're like incense sticks, and I was told to breathe them in or something like that. I remember something of that sort. And I have repented to God of all my sins and things like that, and I keep trying to ask God to help change me. And genuinely, from my heart, I just want to serve him in spirit and in truth, and go to the end and getting the Father's perfect will done. I feel there's a lot of fear on me, like even to ring in, there's a lot of anxiety and fear to ring in. I just knew I had to do it, because the group deliverance sessions, I know that they've been cancelled till January, but I can't keep going through what I'm going through. It has to stop, and I have to have new life in Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's going to set you totally free, Rabia. You ask him, and that is his will. You know, Jesus always fulfills his will. That is his will. Matter of fact, that's the reason why he died for us. He died for our freedom, where we can be free from these devils. For our mind and will and emotions, body and spirit be free from them dwelling within us so that we can worship our Heavenly Father in spirit and truth. That was the purpose of his death. So he bought us with his price. His shed blood is all we need. All we have to do is remind devil, you don't have legal right to stay because of his shed blood. So in other words, you reminding him of his will, and his answer is yes and amen. But you got to believe that. You have to believe that. The devil don't want us to believe the Lord. So you asked him, and he sent you to your human helper. I'm just a human helper because you have to hear himself, say, act, and do on this earth. So he said, whatsoever you bind and loose on this earth, he will bind and loose in the heavens. He wasn't talking about the third heaven. He was talking about the first and the second. And demons, not demons, but because they are foot soldiers, but principalities and powers, they live in the second heaven, you see. So mm-hmm. if I'm on this, his body's on this earth, and we binding and loosing on this earth, then it's Jesus Christ in the heavenlies, which is that second heaven, who's binding and loosing. But he can't do it until he hear himself decree and declare on this earth. And we declare by faith. You know, again, sometimes the Lord let us see things. He let us feel some things. But whenever he don't, he still is doing it because we receive. We know that he does these things by faith. And you have to maintain and keep what God do for you today, Rabia, by faith in his word. You don't go by what you feel. You know, I was attacked with anxiety for a few weeks. I think the last attack was last week. And the first time was a couple of weeks ago. And it was the Lord who said, Terry, that is the spirit of anxiety. That's a demon spirit of anxiety. And I had to pray. And that thing tried to force its way in my life, tried to force itself on me. And it literally felt like it was me. That's why I tell people when they talk to me, they say, well, I'm shaking, I'm fearful. I tell them, that's not you. It's those spirits. Because they know they're coming out. But I kept calling on the name of the Lord. I stayed in faith. I stayed faithful to the Lord. I trusted the Lord. I know that spirit had to leave. It had to leave. See, we got to trust the Lord. You cannot go by your feeling. The enemy will use your feeling to get you to turn against God because you feel a certain way. The enemy will make you think that is you. Now, after your deliverance, it won't be you. You know, it's that spirit trying to make you feel it. Right now, they are in you. So that's the reason why you really feel that's in you, because you feel how they feel, because they are in you. But when they come out of you, sometimes they try to come back and tempt you with a feeling, and you feel the same way. And it'll get you to compare that feeling to how you felt before your deliverance so that you can deny the Lord setting you free. That's the way they work. And once you deny the Lord setting you free, that gives them space to jump right back into you because that's unbelief and doubt. See, we don't walk by sight, by our feeling. We walk by faith in the Son of God. It's by faith. Okay? So I want to share that with you because I know that's what the enemy is going to try to do to you. Same thing with that cat. You know, the enemy will give you illusion to even let you see that cat. You just rebuke it in Jesus' name and go about your business and praise and worship the Lord and think no more of it and don't even talk about it. Just forget it. Praise the Lord. That's why the Lord said to give thanks in everything. Praise the Lord. That's what you do. Let the devil see you praising the Lord in his face. Let him hear you praising the Lord in his hearing. Praise the Lord. You know, we need to stop, magnify the things that we see that is of the devil and how we magnify it, we keep talking about it. You know, that don't give us joy. That's not lovely. That's not just. It's not pure. Those are the things the Lord told us to think on. But sin, devil, and sin, what they do, talk about their works and how, what they're doing in our lives, you know, that's not joy. That's not peace. It's not happiness. It's not just. It's not pure. It don't build one's encouragement. It put fear and doubt in them, making them think that greater is the devil who's in the world than God who's in us. That's the way it'll make a person think. So just praise the Lord. You have to praise the Lord. Okay?
Okay.
Praise the Lord. That's what the Lord say. You praise him. And as you continue to do that, Rabia, you will maintain your deliverance. Because it's so easy for the Lord to set us free. But he can't keep us free. That's up to us. I mean, he can keep us free, but that choice is up to us. Because he's not going to take our will. He's not going to overpower our will. He's not going to do that. So the choice is up to us to be kept. You know, again, he can keep us, but that choice to be kept is up to us. Because he's not going to force you. He's not going to force us to be kept. The devil will force you, but Jesus Christ will not force you. That's why he said, whosoever will, let them come. You have to willingly come. You look for willing and obedient ones. So you continue to believe and trust his word because it's done. And as you remain faithful to him, then as you continue to go through these tests and trials and remain faithful to him, your faith in him will grow. It'll get stronger and stronger. See, the devil tried to prevent our faith from developing or maturing in Christ Jesus or being perfected in Christ Jesus. You see? Wow. You know, if you continue to trust him, be faithful to him, hey, you have a powerful testimony, and God can use you mightily in his service, okay? So what I'm going to do for you, Rabia, I'm going to pray for you, and then I'm going to confront the strong man. The strong man is spirit husband here. That's the strong man. He's the leader. And commanding him to vacate the premises. He's a thief. He's a robber.
Sorry.
Okay.
Can I just ask, will they speak through me or will they go quietly?
That is the will of Jesus Christ. That's whatever Jesus Christ will. I had to learn that lesson during these sessions. I first started in 2012. And when I first started the session, devils always left quietly. They always left quietly. And I loved it. I just loved it when they left quietly. And then I can't remember how long after that. I think it was a few months, I believe. There was Farrah. Farrah is originally from Haiti. Her mother was a chief voodoo priestess. They initiated her as a bride of Satan, really before she was born. So she was infested with
Satan. Yeah, I watched that deliverance.
Yeah. Now, that was the first time, the first manifestation on my audio deliverance session I had with people. Because I had gotten so used to no manifestation, I just loved it. I just knew what the outcome was going to be, you know. I just got settled. And that thing, you know, when I told Pharaoh, I said, okay, I'm going to pray for you, then I'm going to confront the spirit husband, the strong man. So I prayed for Pharaoh, and then within about a little over 2 minutes, them things manifested. You should have saw me in this room. I just looked around, and I won't nobody in this room but me. And that thing manifested. I said, Lord, ain't got nobody in here. I can tell them to help. Come on, be in agreement with me to prayer. And the only thing I had was, at that time, I had manual TV on my other TV muted. I stretched out my hand to manual TV, you know, and, of course, you know, they didn't know nothing about it, but that's just what I did. And I said, oh, Lord, what did you want me to do? He said, do not converse with it. Keep speaking the fire prayers. And you know how that thing was so talkative? It just kept on talking, kept on yakking. But the Lord kept telling me, don't converse with it. Keep speaking the fire prayer. As I obeyed the Lord's instruction and kept speaking the fire prayer, the fire prayers got hotter and hotter. And Jezebel was talking. Satan baby was talking. Python were talking. And who else knows who else we're talking about, especially that Jezebel. She just went on and on and on. She even called me up on the well, when I called a Pharaoh's phone, she even answered the phone. This was later on. But she got set free, though. But anyway, after all that was over with, I said, Lord, what happened? Usually they go quietly. Why did it manifest like that? He said, because I allowed it. I said, but why? He said, because you were getting used to the method. I said, huh? He said, you were getting used to the method. He said, Carrie, I would change the method according to my will. And I dropped my head and I repented. Yes, Lord. So to answer your question, it depends on the will of the Lord. But now remember now who Jesus is. He's kind. He loves. He knows what's best. You keep that in mind. Jesus won't let nothing happen to you. He ain't gonna let nothing happen to me. Jesus allowed demons to manifest for a reason, and that is for unbelievers who don't believe. It's not for believers. Believers don't look for a manifestation of demons, where they make their presence or they exit. No, because believers know by faith that Jesus cast them out. But that unbeliever goes by their senses. So sometimes they got to see something. Sometimes they got to hear. That's why you have so many manifestations, demonic manifestations, on Emmanuel TV. That's the reason why. Because of all those unbelievers. You see? Mm-hmm. So it's up to the Lord. Whatever the Lord decides, just know it's big. And he got us covered. And he's going to take care of us. So you don't concern yourself with whether demons is going to make their exit known. Make their exit known. Because they don't willingly make their presence known. But the Lord sometimes forces them to make their exit known. Because like the young man earlier, he said he didn't know that spirit was in him. Just like when that spirit was in me, I didn't know. But the Lord let me feel when it flew up and out of my mouth. He let me feel the manifestation of its exit and out of me. Because I didn't think it was in me. You see? So you don't concern yourself with that. You just concern yourself with, thank you, Jesus, for setting me totally free, getting them things out of me, getting that darkness out of me. Thank you, Jesus. That's what you, Rabian, that's what you concern yourself with. Okay?
Okay.
Praise God. That's why I tell people, when they call in for a deliverance session, make sure you're at home, because I never know what the will of the Lord is. He may allow that spirit to manifest. He may not. So it's best just to be at home and not in the open public, you know. Because I had people who did call in the open public, and God set them free as I was praying the fire prayer, and the demon manifesting, and they would be have to lean on the bill, and they'd be throwing up and stuff. And I know people would be walking by, you know, are you okay, and blah, 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 and that could be a distraction. So that's why I tell people, make sure they're at home. Make sure they're at home so there won't be a distraction. Because, you know,
yes,
I leave it up to the Lord.
Yes.
And one thing I do refuse, for demons to manifest to people and be hurting them, be looking like they hurting them and trying to get attention. I refuse that. I say, no. I have stopped them many times from manifesting. I said, no. You just come on out. No, you just come on out. You ain't pitching no fit here. Because when a lot of times when they want you to, the deliverance minister, to allow them to manifest, they're doing it to be a distraction. And to put fear in people. That's their reason for doing it. But I say no. When they want to do it, no. But when it's the will of the Lord, that's totally different. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, you about to ask a question?
No, I don't think I was.
Okay. So, again, you just focus on thanking the Lord for cleaning you totally up where you can truthfully, spiritually worship your Heavenly Father. That's what you focus on in the spirit of the Lord. So I'm going to pray now. So, Father, as always, I thank you for this opportunity to minister your love and grace and mercy to your dear children, to your daughter, Rabia. It's her time. It's her time to go forth and shine, her star in the spirit realm to shine brightly. For the plans, the purpose, and the ideas you have for her in bringing glory to your son, Jesus Christ, it's time now to come to pass. It's time, Father. It's time now, Father, for her to render her soul, which is her mind, her will, her emotions, and her body to you in total obedience. It's time now, Father, for her not to coexist with these devils. For her body is only your temple, your dwelling place for the Holy Spirit, in which she worship you 24/7, night and day. It's time, Father. It's just time. It's time. It's the time. It's time for her to go forth strongly in the power and the might of the Holy Ghost. It's her time. And I thank you, Father. Father, I thank you for closing doors that the enemy have opened. Close those doors. I thank you. And I seal those doors with the blood of Jesus, will never be open again. And I thank you, Father, for opening every door that the enemy closed and tried to keep closed from her. And it's your will for those doors to be open. I take my thought in Jesus' name, and I open those doors in Jesus' mighty name. Father, give them more insight. Give them more wisdom. Give them more revelation of who she is in your son, Jesus Christ, who Jesus Christ is in her. Make her a firm believer that she know who she is in the Lord Jesus Christ, who the Lord Jesus Christ is in her. Baptize her in your spirit. Fill her to overflow with your spirit, Father. Give her a bold spirit, Father, to proclaim the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ on this earth, Father. For there's many who have been drawn into that witchcraft. They are calling out for you, but they're waiting on her, Father. And I thank you for raising her up to be a mighty vessel, a mighty woman of God, to bring out many souls out of the kingdom of darkness to the marvelous light. It's her time. It's time. I thank you, Father. It's her time. We just thank you for your presence with us right now. Well, you said when just two of us, when we come together in your son's name, you are right in the midst with us. And you told us to remind you of your word, to command ye that whatsoever we bind and loose on this earth, Father, you bind and you loose into heaven. And I'm here to remind you of your word. So right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, spirit husband, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, cut your attention. Gather everything that belongs to you, every dark spirit that belongs to you. You wrap them around your waist and you get out of God's house. Come out. The blood of Jesus commands you. The blood of Jesus commands you to loose her and let her go. Cut out of her mind. Gather all your things and get out of her mind. Get out of her mind. Out. Out of her mind. Cut out of her mind. All of you, come out. Come out. For the blood of Jesus commanded you and commands you. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus commands you. Come out of her mind. Come out of her will. Loose her will. Turn loose her will. Turn loose. Get out of her will. Come out of her emotion. Get every dark spirit that belongs to you and get out of her emotion. For the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus was shed for her. The blood of Jesus commands you to come out. Turn her loose. Turn her loose. Cut out her emotion. Everything in her emotion. You are not of the Holy Spirit. Cut out. Out. Out in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. For the blood of Jesus commands you. And come out of her body. Come out of her body. Loose her body. Take all your chains and shackles off her body right now. Take those jewelry. Take them jewelry. Take those garments. Take that evil crown, those rings. Get everything that you put in and on her body and go. Go where the Father commands you. Go! Go! Out! Never to return in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost, sick 'em! Sick 'em, Holy Ghost! Sick 'em, Holy Ghost! Burn! Burn! Burn every spirit that dominant trying to hold on to. Raping your mind. Burned by your consuming fire. Holy Ghost fire, burn every image, every picture that's been embedded into the conscious, even the subconscious of a memory, and you set them all ablaze. Set them all ablaze. Burn those evil suggestions. Burn those evil thoughts that's been injected to her mind. Set ablaze. Set ablaze. Burn, Holy Ghost. Burn. Burn everything that's not of you in her mind. Just ransack her mind by your consuming fire. Holy Ghost fire, wash her mind. Rinse her mind. Clean her mind. Redeem her mind. Purify her mind and ransom and baptize her mind in and with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Holy Ghost fire, burn darkness that's trying to hold on to her will. Set her will ablaze, Holy Ghost. Seek and destroy all manner of darkness that still got a grasp onto her will. Burn! Burn! Burn, Holy Ghost. Just ransack her will by your consuming fire in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, burn every spirit in her emotion. They don't feel like you. Walk, talk, react, or react like you. Set them all ablaze. Seek and destroy all darkness in her emotion that exalts and lifts themselves against the knowledge of God. Set them ablaze. Set them ablaze. Burn. Burn. Burn, Holy Ghost. Ransack her emotion. Ransack her emotion by your consuming fire. Everything that's not of you in her emotion, burn, 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 burn. And set ablaze. Set ablaze. Set ablaze. Set ablaze in Jesus' mighty name. Holy Ghost fire, wash her emotion. Clean her emotion. Redeem her emotion. Purify her emotion. And baptize her emotions in and with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Holy Ghost fire, set darkness ablaze. They're trying to dormantly hold onto her body. Seek and destroy all manner of darkness that's holding onto her body. And set them ablaze. Burn, Holy Ghost, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. In Jesus' mighty name. Holy Ghost, fire, burn. Burn those snakes that's in her eyes. Every spirit that comes up, looks out through the window of her eyes. Set them ablaze. Just set them all ablaze. Burn, Holy Ghost. Just ransack her eyes. Burn around her eyes, the front, the back, the sides of her eyes. Burn, Holy Ghost, fire, even in her nose. Burn every spirit that went up her nose when she sniffed that mess, filthiness. Burn filthiness in her nostrils. Burn, Holy Ghost, set ablaze, set ablaze, set ablaze, set ablaze, set ablaze, set that aroma ablaze. Burn, 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 burn in Jesus' mighty name. Holy Ghost, fire, even burn darkness that went into her mouth. Burn, Holy Ghost, just ransack her mouth, on top of her tongue, under her tongue, between her teeth. Just burn everything that's not of you. Burn the filthiness that's in her mouth. Spiritual filthiness in her mouth. Burn, burn, burn in Jesus' name, even up and down her throat. Burn filthiness that's even up and down her throat. Set ablaze, even in her ears. Burn in her ears and hearing by your mighty fire. Burn everything that's not of you in her ears. Burn all manner of darkness living in her ears. Set ablaze, set ablaze, set ablaze. Burn, burn, burn. Just ransack her ears by your mighty fire in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost fire, wash those areas. Clean those areas. Redeem those areas. Purify those areas. Ransom and baptize those areas in and with the blood of Jesus in Jesus' mighty name. Holy Ghost fire, sick them. Seek and destroy darkness that dormant living deep down in her belly. Burn those snakes in their ears in her belly. Burn all manner of spirits in her belly. Look like animal, insect, sea creature. Take on human appearance and shapes and form. Just set them all ablaze. Ransack her belly by your consuming fire in Jesus' mighty name. Burn everything that's not of you in her belly. Burn, just set ablaze. Set ablaze. Just ransack her belly by your consuming fire. Red shack of belly, by your consuming fire. Burn, 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 burn. Uproot and burn, burn. Go deep, 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 deep down in our belly. Sun the blaze, sun the blaze, sun the blaze. Burn, burn, Holy Ghost fire. Burn, Holy Ghost fire. Burn, Holy Ghost fire. Burn, Holy Ghost fire. Sun the blaze, 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 sun the blaze. Mighty name. Holy Ghost fire, wash her. Clean her belly, redeem her belly, purify her belly. Every plant my heavenly Father did not plant in her
mind, Master Lucifer.
Uproot and sun the blaze. Burn, Holy Ghost. Burn, Holy Ghost. Burn, Holy Ghost. Burn,
we are here to stay forever.
Her vagina. Burn those spirits and leave her vagina. Send the place. Send the place. Burn, Holy Ghost. Burn, Holy Ghost. Burn, Holy Ghost. Anything that's out of you. Burn. Wash her belly. Wash her vagina.
You will not let her go.
Give her Philippians 2. Wash her shoes. And up and down her chest, burn every mark that was made in made by your
mind.
Every piercing that was
my
body. Fire, 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 fire.
Nobody can deliver her.
I disconnect, radio. I'm about dodging witchcraft because the blood of Jesus sets her free. The blood of Jesus set her. The blood of Jesus set her free. The blood of and spirit married, I disconnect her from the evil spirit husband, the evil spirit wife, I disconnect her from no evil spirit children, I disconnect her from every relationship in the spirit room. I have the fire did not touch her. I disconnect her. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus forgive her. The blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, even in this natural
place,
relationship, I have a father did not connect baby, because the blood of Jesus disconnects her. The blood of Jesus disconnects her and sets her totally free. In Jesus, Rabia, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth, totally free. Be free in your mind. Be free in your mind. Be free in your will to serve the Lord. Be free in your emotion to serve the Lord. Be free in your vision, in your business, your affairs to serve the Lord. And be totally free in your body to serve the Lord. Him only will you serve in spirit and truth. Be free in Jesus' mighty name. Be free. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for setting this captive totally free. Now fill Rabia to overflow with your spirit. Feel her mind to overflow. Feel her will to overflow. Feel her emotions to overflow. Feel her dreams, her visions, her businesses, her fast to overflow with your spirit. And feel her body to overflow with your spirit, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for sending forth your angels and grabbing every spirit that was not of you, and send them where you decide to send them, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I pray for my sister's house. Holy Ghost, send them. Go in her house. Go in every corner, crack, and crevice of that house, and destroy darkness in this hiding place. Go in every room, in every bedroom, and destroy darkness. Destroy darkness who is around the room, around the bed. Under the bed, over the bed, on top of the bed, between the sheets and the mattress, and destroy darkness. Don't leave no space or environment untouched in her house. Destroy, seek and destroy all those dark hiding places. Even destroy darkness that go outside, destroy darkness who was around the house, under the house, over the house, even under the ground, under the house. Destroy by your consuming fire. Holy Ghost fire, destroy every covenant, every contract, every agreement that written in her name, in her feminine name, on top of the earth, that was written and buried under the earth, that was written and thrown in the water. Destroy those covenants, contracts, and agreements. Holy Ghost fire, destroy all objects that was thrown on top of the earth in her name, her feminine name. Objects that was buried in the ground. Objects that was thrown in the water. Destroy such objects in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. Put a shield of protection around Rabia and all her family. Link her angels around her, even around her house. Thank you, Father, for protecting her, for filling her with your spirit. Baptize her with your spirit. Fill her to overflow. Thank you for keeping her until the end. For now is her time to go forth in the power and might of your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Rebion?
Yes.
Baby, it's done. You're free, baby. You are free.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Free. He delivered you completely. The strong man is gone. Strong man and all its partners in Christ is gone. So you praise him and you thank him. Did you hear those spirits speaking through you? The Lord let you hear them?
Yeah, and before you were saying about snakes in the eyes, my eyes had started rolling up. And then as soon as that happened, you started saying, burn the snakes in her eyes. And before that, also, I noticed I felt an urge to just start laughing, but I was trying to control myself. And then it just went, I think they just overtook. And Dave's done this a little bit in the past as well, where they speak, like earlier today. Earlier in the daytime, they were kind of doing that, I think. They scare me, and they've done it in the past a couple of times. Was that was the spirit husband?
No, the one that was talking was Jezebel.
Oh,
Jezebel defiant against authority, so Jezebel have a tendency to out-talk spirit husband, but
I was just going to ask, how did Jezebel come in?
Because spirit husband always used Jezebel. They work together. Mm-hmm. He always used Jezebel. They work together. But what actually happened to you? There never been an anointed appointed servant who believed God's word when they would speak the will of the Lord in binding and loosing. And they never had taken authority in the spirit realm to disconnect you from that ungodly witchcraft covenant that you were connected to when your parents took you to that place they took you to. You were still connected in the spirit realm. And by being connected, that's the reason why they had that access to you. So the Lord sent you to your human helper so that I can disconnect you in the spirit. That's why the Lord said, whatsoever you bind and loose on this earth, that means his body on earth, that he would do it in the heavenly. So when I decreed it, it's like a lawyer when you declare a decree on earth, when you declare a decree, when I did that, then the Lord did it in the heavenly. And once the Lord did that and I pronounced you free, then those devils had to fly away. The angel of the Lord took and grabbed them and cast them out and took them where he desired to take them. So you are totally free now. You are free. You hear me, Reagan? You are free. Do not believe. Now, the devil's howling, crying now because he lost you, because he too had great plans for you in his dark kingdom. He really wanted you to bring him some souls into his dark kingdom through witchcraft. But you said, no, 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 no. So he's crying now because he's no longer in you. So he's going to try to do things in his power to, you know, everybody weakness is different. It's different, you see, according to the word of God. But as long as you stay submitted to God, Rabia, James 4:7, you submit to God, stay in obedience to God, then you will automatically resist the devil's temptation. And the devil will, and when you resist the temptation by submitting to God, he's not just running from you, but he's screaming, running in terror from you. But the first thing first is staying submitted to God. Now, getting the word of God, the Bible, the written word, and meditate over the word of God. The Holy Spirit, he's your teacher. He's your teacher. He's your intercessor. He's everything you need, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the only one can help us. He's with us 24/7. So you commune with the Holy Spirit. Commune with the Holy Spirit in the word of
God. Sorry, because I noticed before I wasn't able to read the Bible. I tried, and each time I try, say from Genesis, I think it was Joseph's story, and I can't seem to get past, I just couldn't get past into just reading the word, so I thought, I know I'll be able to read it.
Those spirits were in you. Of course, when those spirits are in you, they're the ones who's controlling your mind, your will, and your emotions and your body. So you're forced to do what they want you to do, and they did not want you reading the Bible. But it's different now. They're no longer in you now. And the Holy Ghost got all of you. You don't have some of you now, Rabia. He has all of you. So you're able to read your Bible now. You're able to read your Bible now and to meditate upon his word. Praise his holy name. And again, just stay submitted to God. In obedience. You don't have to tolerate the devil when he comes knocking at your door, which is making a sound in your room or in your house or trying to talk to you. You don't have to tolerate that. You say, in the name of Jesus, get out of them. Just go. They call them Holy Ghost fire. They say, Holy Ghost, sick them. Now, remember, the sick them is a connotation. I know we look at sick them as what we'll say to a dog, but it's a connotation which means that you calling on the Holy Spirit to seek with the intent to destroy. That's what it means. Seek with the intent to destroy. And according to Isaiah 59:19, that's what the Holy Ghost does. He lifts that standard against the enemy to destroy the works of the enemy. So it's the Holy Ghost who we should call on to seek him, which is darkness. Seek to destroy darkness. And you let Holy Ghost do your work for you, your battle for you, and now you're free to worship and to praise the Lord. Worship and praise the Lord. Just ask, you know, if you haven't done a spiritual house cleaning, just ask the Holy Spirit to show you if there's anything in your house that you need to get rid of that's hindering your Father's presence from being there. Okay? And then he will.
In regards to my parents who aren't believers in Christ, and they've got their religious books and things like that in the house.
So you live with your parents?
Yeah, I had a lot of warfare. I couldn't leave the house, and I became quite ill. So I wasn't. I feel like there was a lot that they'd stolen from me in terms of being able to. Send me forward with career or my education. It just all stopped once I left high school. It kind of just went downhill.
The Lord wanted me to tell you, as I was speaking the five prayers and the demon manifesting, the Lord told me that they put sicknesses on you, especially in your reproductive areas. They put a lot of sickness on you. But you heal now because once those devils were cast out, because they were the one who were causing this sickness. So once they cast out, that means they are gone and you are healed. So what you need to do, things that you didn't do before because of that condition, you need to do it. You need to do it. Put your faith in action and to do it, okay? Because they are gone now. Not only are you delivered, but you are healed because it was those devils that were causing that sickness. And they are out
now.
So I'm going to go back and listen to the recording. I'm going to go back and listen to the court recording and hear what they say, because I won't pay no attention to what they were saying. Our Lord told me to don't converse. Now, I only converse when the Lord tell me to converse. But he told me not to converse. continue with the fire prayer. I know there's some people who wonder about that. No, I only converse with demons when the Lord leads me to converse with them. If he don't lead me to converse with them, no, I will not talk to them. I will ignore them and continue the fire prayer because I know those fire prayers is setting them ablaze. It's like a person being in a hot house. You know, fire first started, they still in that house. But as that fire continued to blaze up, you know they're coming out of that house. That's how it is with Holy Ghost fire. You know, they had to get out of that house. Because that's why they were trying to get me to stop. The Lord said, no, don't converse with them. But I'm going to go back and see what they said. But as I was praying, the Lord told me that they put sickness on you. And they were angry because I called on Holy Ghost fire to uproot and destroy every plant that my Heavenly Father did not plant in your reproductive organs. That's when that really made them mad. That's when they really started talking then, that Jezebel. But you are totally free. You praise and you thank God and you share your testimony as the Holy Spirit leads you. You share your testimony with others because someone needs to hear your testimony. Because if I was to see you, you probably look like a sweet, innocent young lady, like you didn't have one devil in you. It's the way you would have looked. But who would have thought such hell was living deep down in you? That was it. And do you not know, Rabbi, your day was living real deep. I mean, real deep down. See, the belly is that's where the spirit area of a person is, in the belly area. So when I hear me say belly, I'm not talking about your stomach. I'm talking about deep down into the spirit area. So those spirits were living deep down in there, and they were dormant. So I noticed when I began to call the Holy Ghost fire to go deep down and burn. he went deep down and burn, and they felt that fire, and they jumped up and started screaming and were mad. I had it happen many a time. So they were deep down in there. And you heard it. That was pure hell. That was sending chills up and down anybody's spine. You know, if the Holy Ghost wasn't in me and giving me strength, I couldn't have bared that. That's the only way I could bear it, because the Holy Ghost giving me strength. The Lord Jesus himself giving me his strength, spiritually and physically, to do and bear and do his work. That girl, I mean, this is something you should always give God praise for. Always, for his grace and mercy in setting you free like that. Only Jesus Christ can do that.
Yeah, they'd really tortured me. I mean, I just kept crying out to the Lord because they tried to even get me to kill myself many times. They had me depressed. Kind of, there was a time where I couldn't really get out of bed. It was a lot of hell, but I kept calling on Jesus. I'm just glad that Jesus led me to him, to even believe in him, because it's about a treasure within itself, because the world doesn't, you can't really understand it, but it's a real treasure just to be able to even believe in him. And I would have had, I think about this quite often, that had I not come to be able to even believe in Jesus, I would have, my life would have just gone through pure hell. It would have just been so horrible. But I'm just so grateful to God that he never gave up on me. I mean, I could have committed suicide many times, and he kept me. So I'm really grateful to Jesus for that.
And when we first started, when I first started praying for you, this is when I knew that they was really in you. It's when the Holy Spirit kept telling through me, it's your time. It's her time. It's time. Oh, I felt them. They did not like that. They did not like it when I kept saying, and it was the Holy Spirit through me that was saying, it's her time. It's her time. It's time now. The time is now. It's her time. I felt it when they did not like that. It was because they knew it was their time to leave God's house. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, maybe in the future, you have any more questions. I don't know if you have my email or not, but it's exorcist@evangelistking.me. And you can just send me whatever your concerns you have. And as soon as I'm available, I will reply to your email, okay?
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
and you share. Don't be ashamed of what God done for you. Never be ashamed of what God do for you, because when you become ashamed, that's sin, and sin always opens the door for the enemy to come back. Don't be ashamed. You know, Apostle Paul refused to be ashamed of sharing his testimony, how the Lord set him free, because he became that in which he killed people. He killed Christians. And I suppose the devil said, look, you kill Christians. You mean tell me you not trying to convert people to Christianity? You know, Paul could have became ashamed. Paul said, no, I'm not ashamed. The Lord has freed me. I'm not ashamed. And where Paul went, he told that same testimony. I read that thing in Acts. I realized, Lord, everywhere Paul went, he told his testimony on concerning the Damascus Road. Even one king said, Paul, you almost persuaded me. If he didn't make it in God's kingdom, he probably saying he should have listened. But don't be ashamed. Be thankful. Share with us. Someone needs to hear it, because that same hell that was in you, that hell may be in them. And they need to know that the same Jesus Christ who set you free, then he will set them free too. I tell anyone who willfully dabbled into witchcraft, that is the hell that is in you. If you have not, if a non-appointed servant of God have not confronted the demon that's in you to come out, that means they are still living dormantly deep down in you. Now, you at church, you singing, you worshiping, you loving the Lord, you're in a praise and worship team, even maybe an elder or a deacon or some type of leadership role. But if a non-appointed servant of God has never confronted those demons living in you, they are still there laughing at you because they know they are coexisting with you, and Jesus is not going to have you. When he comes, not a spot or wrinkle is going into his kingdom. Mm-mm. So you know, say you, as the Holy Spirit leads you, you share. And I don't know if you follow me on YouTube or not, but I advise you to, when I post this program, I advise you to go to my YouTube channel and listen and download it and keep it for your record. I wish I had a copy of my deliverance. Now, back then, they won't record and stuff. But I would love to have seen me and heard me. I would love it. So you keep it. You keep it. And you listen. And every time you listen, the Holy Spirit will give you more and more insight. One more insight.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where a lot of people are messing up. Many God had delivered through these programs. They never go back and listen to that deliverance. That's the devil. Tell them not to do it. Tell them not to do it. No. You go back and listen. I said, Lord, I'm listening again. You know, I may have missed something the first time that you said. So I'm listening again. Hear your servant. Your servant listen. And you listen. And you're going to hear God say something else. In other words, just don't forget about it. Okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, look at Pharaoh. Pharaoh's deliverance and testimony, God had used it to help a lot of people. I don't know, might be thousands. I don't know that number, but I know it's over 1,000 of people. And God set them totally free. And you know the devil fought Pharaoh, because that was during the time I wasn't doing a public session. They were all private. And when the Lord led me to share, I asked the person if I could share it. And they gave me their permission, so she did. But she said the devil kept pestering her about telling me to take that video down. She said, I would not. And she said he kept on coming to her, tell that woman to take that video down, because he knew that there was thousands upon thousands of people who the Holy Spirit would lead to her session. And when they hear it, they got set free. They received it as mm-hmm. though it was there, and they got set free. And now the Pharaoh have a few more the same way, but Pharaoh is the most popular one, you know, because you wouldn't think that those demons was in her that way. Yeah. So again, you know, you can, I think now YouTube, I have options that you can download the video. You download it, because on this day, I think you're the only one, no one else has called in. So after you, I'm going to go ahead and end sessions for today. So go to my YouTube. I'm going to post. I have three YouTube sites, but I'm going to post it on Evangelist King dash Deliverance Pastor. That's the YouTube, a female exorcist. I'm going to post it there. I'm going to post it there.
Okay. Yeah.
So if you go to evangelistking.me and click on that YouTube icon, it'll take you right to the page, directly to that page.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll definitely make sure I listen to that.
All right. Yeah.
And
praise
I really appreciate. And I really wanted to say also, really wanted to say thank you to you for obeying the voice of the Lord, and you've been able to help deliver many people. And thank
Amen.
You very much. And may God, and may God bless you.
Thank you, sister. Thank you. Praise His holy name. All right, stay blessed, okay? Praise
yes.
God. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Praise the living God. Okay, I'm going to end session for today. No one else has called in. Praise the Lord. I thank God for Arabia being obedient to the leading of the Holy Spirit and calling in, getting her deliverance. So remember, this is the weekend deliverance session with Evangelist King, deliverance pastor, a female exorcist. And you can freely join the call by visiting evangelistking.me. Evangelistking.me, that's the website. And you click on the Talk Shoe logo, and then you will see a phone number and call ID and the next date and time for the next weekend deliverance session, because these are not scheduled sessions. Whenever I have some weekends available, I just go ahead and schedule one. So the best thing to do to keep up with whenever you can join the call is go to the website, evangelistking.me, click on the Talk Shoe logo, and call the phone number and the call ID on that specified date and time. Praise the living God. Also, dear heart, feel free to subscribe to my new YouTube channel, A Female Exorcist. That's Evangelist King, comma, Deliverance Pastor. I'm going to try to get that changed to Evangelist King, comma, a female exorcist. That way you can keep up with videos and audio of the deliverance sessions as well as teachings as well. Praise the living God. All right, dear hearts, stay blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Shalom.